for KBAQ and Changing Hands Books. I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. December's selection is Bach, Music in the Castle of Heaven by John Elliott Gardiner, published by Alfred Knopf. The great German Baroque composer Johann Sebastian Bach once said that the secret to his success was simply hard work. Those who are equally industrious as I, he said, will succeed equally as well. Let's hope you are industrious enough to plow through this massive Bach biography because it's well worth the effort. The author is one of the great conductors of our time, Sir John Elliott Gardiner, who appears regularly with orchestras like the London Symphony Orchestra, the Royal Concertgebouw, and the Czech Philharmonic. He's a key figure in the early music movement and founder and artistic director of the Orchestra Revolutionnaire et Romantique, the English Baroque Soloists, and the Monte Verdi Choir. He's received Gramophone's Special Achievement Award for live recordings of the complete church cantatas of Johann Sebastian Bach, and now he's written a seemingly exhaustive study of the German Baroque composer's life that'll be a real delight to any Bach enthusiast. Invaluable and intimidating. At over 600 pages, including engravings, paintings, and photos, with chronology, glossary, index, and notes, it's not something you'd take to the beach for some light entertainment, but it will give you quite a lot of insight into the composer, his family life, his personality, and his music, as well as a great look into the fabric of life that surrounded him in the 17th century that made his life and career what it was. There are tons of intriguing facts and insights to be learned, like the fact that his older brother studied with Johann Pachelbel of the Canon in D fame, or that other town musicians in Eisenach were angry at the extended musically adept Bach family for taking all the music gigs in town. A couple of caveats, though. Gardiner writes in a style that can be stilted and academic. A graduate of Cambridge and Oxford, he's a brilliant musician, but an academic, and that is reflected in his writing style. Sometimes it's a difficult read. He makes detours that sometimes go nowhere, yet some of them go to very interesting places that you never would have known about otherwise. Particularly frustrating is his use of foreign words and phrases without translation, which he tosses around like literary throw pillows, expecting the reader to understand. That's a lot to assume, and someone should have reined him in. But other than these minor inconveniences, Gardiner has produced an amazingly comprehensive and yet somehow intimate volume that puts you in close touch with Johann Sebastian Bach, the man, his music, his family, and his world, in a way that only a musician who lives and breathes his music would be able to do. Bach, Music in the Castle of Heaven by John Elliott Gardiner, is the KBAQ Changing Hands Book Note selection for December 2013. To find out more about the book and to buy it at a special Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBAQ and Changing Hands Books, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers.